It's time now for our weekly look at the work of the Woking and Sam Beer Hospices.
Now, currently I'm replaying a selection of interviews I featured in this weekly slot. Now, this week I'm going back to last September when I met Rachel Hill, and she was talking about the clinical services in the hospices. And then after the interview, I'm going to give you a chance to bid for a pair of tickets to go and see The Who, their concert, live at the O2 in London, and all will help the Woking and Sam Beer Hospices. But first of all, here's the interview.
Now, this week we're looking at how the team at the Woking and Sam Beer Hospice approach care within the two hospices. Now, to explain and help me more in this area, I'm with Rachel Hill. Good afternoon, Rachel.
Good afternoon.
Now, Rachel, what is your position here at the hospice?
My title is Director of Clinical Services.
That sounds a good title, but what does that actually entail?
I'm responsible for the day-to-day management of the clinical services, working alongside the medical director who oversees the medical teams. So that in real terms means the chaplaincy team, the nurses, the physios, the occupational therapists, the housekeeping team, all the staff that really provide the care to the patients.
And the care we're talking about here, is it in within the hospices as well as out in the community?
My role is to oversee all services, and we have a community team, inpatient facility and daycare facilities.
Right. Now, talking about inpatients, how many inpatients are there actually at the two hospices?
We have 10 beds at the Woking Hospice and 10 beds at the Sam Beer Hospice in Weybridge, so 20 in total.
Okay. What care is entailed at those beds?
People come into us for a variety of reasons. Some people come into us for what we would call symptom control, so for management of their symptoms, maybe pain or nausea or vomiting. Some people come in for a respite stay with us to enable their carers to have a break. Mm-hmm. And obviously, as a lot of people expect from a hospice, some people do come in to us to spend their last days with us.
And what people may not realise, it's people associate hospices a little bit just with cancer, but there are other diseases and other illnesses that are treated as well, aren't there?
Absolutely. Whilst a lot of our work is with cancer patients, we also take patients with motor neurone disease, which people may have been more aware of since the ice bucket challenge. Also with heart failure, end-stage heart failure, other respiratory illnesses. Any illness really that hasn't got a cure to it, we would call a life-limiting illness.
And in terms of clinical services, how many staff are actually providing the service here at the two hospices?
Across the two sites, we probably have about 120 staff on the books at one time. That will include all the disciplines and staff as well.
And when we talked a little bit earlier, we said about inpatient care. Are other services provided here in the hospice as well?
In the hospice building, we house the inpatient facility, obviously. We also have daycare at both sites. We have the Richard Jenner unit at Sam Beer Hospice, and we have the day unit at Woking Hospice, where patients will come in on a daily basis, often for a bit of respite for the carers, to mix with other patients, a bit of group support, and we're currently reviewing how we operate those services so we can outreach to more people, and particularly people of a younger generation.
Right.
And we're trying to do that by making a programme of more activity-based events. We are doing work with things like memory boxes, we're doing breathlessness days, we're doing nutritional days to support people with how they can look after their nutritional needs at home. We have health and wellbeing days. So there's a whole range of ways we're trying to expand our day unit services at the moment.
And in terms of support to the family and the relatives, what support do you give them?
We also have a very extensive counselling service, and patients and relatives are offered counselling both during the process of the illness and at bereavement. And we have also a very growing children's service as well.
Right.
Whereby Julie, who leads our children's service, often goes into schools, does work with schools, as well as working with children in their own homes and in the hospice itself.
Okay. Now, just going back to the two hospices, the Woking Hospice and the Sam Beer Hospice at Weybridge, is there any particular difference between the two hospices, or are they treated the same?
No, in terms of the way that the patients come into us, it's exactly the same. They cover different parts of the geographical patch, but the actual day-to-day running of what we do is identical across both sites.
And decided which hospice they go to is more based on geography?
It's more based on geography and patient choice.
Okay.
And patients would always be offered which often the hospice is their preference if there is a bed available.
Thanks again, Rachel, for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, if you'd like to help the work of the hospices, there's a couple of ways you can do that. You could sponsor our very own Alan Dolby. Alan presents on a Saturday morning in bed with Alan Dolby because he's going to be running the Surrey Half Marathon. That's a week on Sunday, the 8th of March. He's doing that on behalf of the Woking and Sambair Hospice. So if you go to the Radio Way website, to radioway.co.uk, you can click on our homepage. There's a link there to his homepage on the Just Giving page, and Alan would appreciate your donation. Alternatively, and this is how you can get those tickets for The Who. If you are a fan of The Who, the Woking and Sambair Hospice have been given two VIP tickets to The Who's Hits 50 concert with special guest stars. The tickets are for Sunday, the 22nd of March, 2015, that's this year, at the O2. They are fantastic seats. They're in block 102, row C, seats number 80 and 81. So if you want to go and look at the seating plan of the O2 over there in Greenwich, it's Sunday the 22nd of March, block 102, row C, and seats 80 and 81. Similar tickets are on offer on StubHub at £500 to £600 each. Now, if you're interested in making an offer, has to be over £350 for the pair. You need to do that before next Friday, the 6th of March, and you need to email Anita Avery. Her email address is a.avery, A-V-E-R-Y, so it's a.avery at wsbhospices.co.uk. So if you want to grab those tickets, and all the money will go to the Woking and Sambair Hospice, offers for the pair over over £350, email a.avery@wsbhospices.co.uk and you could be going to see The Who.
For more information about the hospices, go to their website wsbhospices.co.uk. Radio Way.